Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's May 2nd, 2017, 2018, and we're so glad you could join us, whether you're watching this live with us, which we do the first Wednesday of every month, or you're watching the replay on our website, or we're listening to the audio even on iTunes. We're just so grateful that you join us each month. I'll be releasing a prophetic word here for the month of May and some deep insight. And I'm going to be opening up my prophetic journal once again. This is my heavenly journal for an encounter that's going to, I tell you, I had so much trouble writing this out because every time I'd go to edit, or, you know, bring things in from the heavenly journal, I would go into a sleepy feeling of connected in heaven. And so that's a good sign that God's about to do something. He's going to align you with things that you need. DougAddison.com is my website. And you can follow me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. We also have a chat room if you're joining us live on video. And you can chat in your questions. We have, I think, Pam and Sandy and the Enlight team are with us. Getting the questions in, so go ahead and put those questions in, and I'll partway through the broadcast, I will stop and go through some Q&A, which a lot of people like. They like the Q&A because you can ask questions about the supernatural, about what I'm talking about, things like that. All right, you ready to go? Lord, we thank you for all the good things that you're doing right now. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is moving, and especially on the internet. And we ask, Lord, that you come now, and I pray for the prophetic gifts to be stirred up. I pray for things to be taken to an entire new level of dreams, new level of hearing your voice, new levels all the way across the board. Crank up the levels of the Lord. Crank up the anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, prophetic word for the month of May 2018. But listen, this doesn't just go for the month of May. This, because God is outside of time, you can take this word anytime you want. You can be listening to this later on. Maybe it doesn't make sense right now. Maybe you'll stumble across it later on YouTube or something. But this is what the Lord is saying right now. And I happen to be a times and seasons type of prophet that's known in the Old Testament as the sons of Issachar. They understood times and seasons. So that's why I release daily prophetic words, and you can follow those, hashtag daily prophetic, and like right now, the monthly word. And so I just got to release this out to you. Starting this month, you can expect to gain some new clarity on what God is birthing. He's birthing something new. That's the word I kept getting, is birthing something new. And we know that the Lord's going to start a revival that's greater than our own understanding, both worldwide and in your personal life. Revival must come personally before it can come globally. And so watch for God to begin to ignite things in your life. And there's been a lot of suffering. I know that I've, let's see, a show of hands. Anyone suffered, had a difficult time over the last year or so? Especially 2017 was a tough time, but the Lord is going to do something right now. You're suffering. We know this from the Bible. Your suffering produces perseverance. It increases your faith. So the Lord's going to use these things to bring you new understanding. He's going to bring you strength. He's going to build a foundation under you. And The Lord says to watch for roadmaps and signs to start coming. Get ready as God is releasing divine strategy to help you navigate through what's coming over the next year or so, but especially over the next couple months. There's been, God's going to begin to reveal things that have been hidden up until now. You can excuse my sunburned lips. I was on Venice Beach. And ended up getting too much sun, and so might see some stuff flying off me. Hopefully not. It's the anointing. And so anyway, watch for these new things that God is going to bring signs and confirmations to you. And he's kept things hidden in the past, but they're now being revealed. I live these things out. I live out the prophetic word. So I know for me, all of a sudden, my journal opened up. All of a sudden, my understanding opened up. For the last few months, for the last 9 months, kind of like a baby being birthed, 9 months, 6 months, seven, I saw all these patterns suddenly open up. And I know that God's going to do that with you, and he's going to give you a sign. Jeremiah 35:21, set up road signs and put up guideposts. Take note of the highway, the road you should take. Now, this is the word for this month, that the Lord's going to set up road signs for you. There's going to be guideposts along the way. You can take notes right now that God's going to guide you into the road. That means there's going to be some decisions to be made, but it will not be difficult if you just be patient, let the Lord guide you through what's going on right now. So God is going to give you a roadmap to show you the direction and some changes that are now about to take place. And many people have been waiting for prophetic promises of the Lord. And part of the prophetic word I released for the month of April was God is going to do new things. He's bringing new revelation. I mean, a lot of times it comes from the past. We get so renewed, but he's bringing new revelation between between Passover and Pentecost, which is basically March through May. And that's where we are right now. But listen, some promises that you've been waiting for, that the Lord's going to bring you some understanding into it, to which ones that you might need to lay down and which ones to pick up. So these are the confirmations and the road signs that's going to happen right now. And there's going to be timing revealed to you. For the Habakkuk 2:3, I keep hearing this verse, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it. It certainly will come and not delay. Now, there seems to be a delay right now when people are waiting for prophetic words to come about. Listen, the Lord's going to start bringing you understanding in it. In my particular case, I was shown some revelation that I thought was going to take place a long, long time ago. And the Lord just in the last couple of weeks showed me I needed to do some things. I didn't even see those things there previously that I needed to do before it would activate or release me into this new thing. So God is going to help you sort through what he's been speaking to you. So you'll know what specifically to focus on. So it'll be very important for you to let go of things of the past seasons that you can get a clear vision for what God's doing right now. So he's going to sort through some things of the past, and the Lord's going to highlight specific prophetic promises from the Bible, and he's going to highlight those, and you're going to suddenly see things start to make sense. And this roadmap I keep seeing, like all of a sudden the lights came on. That's what happened to me even today. My goodness, I journal 365 days a year, and so I don't miss much, you know. I've got a lot going on in my journal, so I'm tracking things every day. That's how I do it. Times and seasons, I track things. And what happened with me was today the Lord lined it up. My goodness, I saw something that I had missed, you know, from December. I saw something November 22nd. I saw oh my goodness, I pulled them into today's journal. And the Lord said, these are the road signs. These are the things. Some of them were the ones from Habakkuk 2:3. They were the ones that the Lord says, though it linger, wait on it, because it seemed like it was a delay on some of these words. Others were just absolutely, I needed to let go of and move into this new season. So I'm recommending that for you. We need an understanding right now of what's happening, because there are people suffering everywhere. I mean, it's been a really difficult time. You don't want to get your eyes on the storm. You want to get your eyes on the Lord and not the storm. Romans 8:18, the Lord highlighted this to me. He says, I consider that our our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Now listen, you need to get, I don't know if you understand the glory of God. That goes beyond the glory of God, goes beyond just their gifts and the anointing, and the presence of God. The glory of God is entering into on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus entered into his glory. And it says, even on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus was telling the story to someone else, he said, "Don't you know that I had to enter into suffering? I had to go through suffering. The Christ had to suffer before entering into the glory, which was heaven." We're in a season right now to be able to bring earth on heaven. And that's why things have shifted quite a bit. We're seeing some of the suffering. But good news is here, because things that you've suffered for are going to come back to you now in the form of blessings, in the form of restoration for what's lost. And those of us who have suffered are about to understand why. That's what I got today. And that's the roadmap. And also, it's not necessarily today you're going to see it. Maybe just watch for this and ask the Lord to show you. And also why things may have seemed delayed. So suffering's not fun, I realize, but there's something powerful that gets imparted and released into you when you suffer. Those who are crying out to the Lord, like I heard voices even while I was praying, that I heard the voices say, you know, "My suffering in this season's been too great. My suffering in this season's been too great," asking the Lord to remove it even. But guess what? Suddenly, you're going to see something turn around. I keep seeing suddenly. This is a season of suddenlies where all of a sudden things are going to turn around and a new foundation is going to be built under you that's going to allow you to move in greater authority, greater anointing, greater gifting, greater wisdom. You watch. Things are going to start happening, and especially by around the 21st of May, you're going to see a shift in things happening. I'll talk about it a little bit more. And it's because why we've been suffering is because it's time now to give birth. And in the same chapter, Romans 8:22, where Paul talks about suffering, he also compares it to childbirth. He says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as if it was in pains of childbirth right up to the present time." So what's going on right now? When something new gets birthed, it's messy, it can be painful, and I want to tell you, it's a groaning that's going to happen. This is the same chapter, read Romans 8, you're going to see where he talks about the Spirit praying for us when we don't understand it. That's the season. When you begin to suffer, you don't know what's going on, you begin to come into this time like you're birthing something. Many people have been feeling this, and that's where Paul talks about praying in the Spirit. When that's what I've been doing. I've been praying in the Spirit. I haven't understood. I pray in the Spirit. And just let the Lord show you what that means to you. You don't have to speak in tongues. You can pray. You can pray in the Spirit, in singing songs or whatever. Just get in the Spirit. Allow these downloads to come. There's so many prophetic downloads happening right now from heaven that I want you to grab hold of it. So for the last 9 months, that's what the Lord said. He said, go back 9 months ago. And that was August 2017, and there's been a painful and unusual circumstances that began to happen, weather patterns, injustices being revealed. In fact, the Harvey Weinstein crazy stuff that started Me Too and all that injustice is exposed. If you look, it started in August, and you look at a lot of things that injustices starting to be exposed after August, and the Lord beginning to cause things to start slow. And now the birthing pains are coming, and it's about to increase. And if you look back and see what God spoke to you, what did he do? What kind of prayers did he answer, or maybe things that he promised you? Look back in August. That's why it's good to journal. You look back, and you'll see that there's things that maybe didn't come about yet. I know in my case, when I had last August, I had a lot of encounters. I got healed all of a sudden. And the healing that I got really didn't manifest. It started. It started that week, a couple of weeks, the first couple of weeks of August. Man, I got like a breakthrough in healing, and then suddenly things regressed. But here it is 9 months later, and I am healed now of things that I've been working through. But they started last August. So don't get tricked or fooled or think that you missed it just because things start up. and then they stop or go away. It means, you know, that's just the way God is. It's the Spirit. The reason he does it, it's not to torture you or put a carrot in front of you and take it away. That's not the kind of Father we serve. What he does is he gets it in your spirit, so you'll begin to pray. That's why Paul said in Romans 8, talking about this, the birthing time, that's why he said pray in the Spirit, because he'll drop things in your spirit and you need to pray them in. And sometimes it can take up to 9 months or more. In this case, 9 months is coming right now. So it seems that, you know, those things should have happened right away. And again, this is the Habakkuk 2 verse, though it linger, wait on it. The Lord is going to do something new. And then, you know, as I look back, had the Lord brought those things to me and others last August, we wouldn't have been ready for it. Now we are. Now we're going to get it with interest. Now it's going to come. It's coming right now. So over the last 9 months, the Lord has been using this time to raise up prophetic intercessors around the world because we've suffered, to raise up prophetic intercession within yourself, because when you begin to pray in the Spirit, like Paul says to do during this time, then you become a prophetic intercessor over yourself. Prophetic intercessors, you don't have to be an intercessor, really, to be able to operate in this. You'll begin to release something in your spirit, and you don't know what it is, then it comes out in the natural. So this revival that's now starting, it's going to start in your life right now, is going to spread like wildfire around you as you begin to to come into agreement with the Lord on these things. So Pentecost was right around, actually, Pentecost is coming this month. We had this amazing time of year between Passover, which was in March, and that's when it's a Jewish festival that celebrates Moses getting the, or Charlton Heston, if you saw the movie, getting the strategy for the spirit of death to pass over. And so this is the word I released, I teach this all the time, is that we need to get a Passover strategy. And I was encouraging people to do that. And then Passover is also when Jesus was crucified and rose again. So Passover was an incredible time. We are right now between Passover and Pentecost. Pentecost is it's called the Feast of Weeks. It's a Jewish festival that is the time. And the day of Pentecost when in Acts chapter 2, when the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the church for the first time. And Jesus had to go back to heaven before the Holy Spirit could be released. Now we're in a place where we can live with God in us. We can invite the Holy Spirit in us. The power that raised Jesus from the dead can rest in us. That's what we're moving into, that type of revelation. So we normally celebrate Pentecost, the Pentecost Sunday, May 20th, but it falls actually with the Jewish Feast of Weeks. I don't celebrate Jewish holidays, but I do make myself available. God is still, he's on all types of calendars. He's on the Jewish calendar. He operates on a lot of calendars. But I noticed that, wow, powerful things happen during this time. Why not make yourself available? The Lord showed me that something's going to shift after the sun goes down on the last day. So we have the day of Pentecost on Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, the 20th. We have the last day of the Feast of Weeks on the 21st, and that's Monday. When the sun goes down, there's going to be a major shift begin to happen. And the things that the Lord had been promising you. And, you know, there's just going to be a fulfillment of a lot of things. Like all of a sudden, I saw the storehouses start to be released. So between Passover, which was March 31st through April 7th, and Pentecost, which is through May 21st, we're going to see something happen. The Holy Spirit came on the church the first time in power. So guess what? We can actually tap into or come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. Then we can ask for the Lord to bring greater power, greater anointing, greater revelation. That's what I'm doing right now. And it's just good to make yourself available to hear God during this season. Notice it was that exact time that, you know, when Jesus was crucified, it was, and then before he wrote, you know, before he went back to heaven, that was during this season. And what he did was when he appeared to people before he went back to heaven, he also released revelation. He gave strategies. He told people, you know, that was the road to Emmaus. He appeared to a group of people. He did some things. So this is still available to us this day. You know, Jesus doesn't have to come and visit you. But I am saying something's going on right now, and we can get breakthrough strategies. I heard the Lord say this is the time to hear God. And because of that, because we're in this season in May, we're going to be doing a special online training workshop on how to know God's voice and timing. Listen up and discern. And I want to talk about strategies the Lord has given me. I'll talk about this later. In fact, we're going to run it. Don't run away. We're going to do a special if you want to be part of that, because it's one of the things that the Lord has given me. The strategy on how to teach people to know if something is from yourself, is it from God, or if is it from other sources. And I remember someone coming up to me and saying all the time in my training seminars over the years, how do I know if something is from God? If I hear something, is it from God? Is it from myself, or is it from Satan or other things? And I used to say, in fact, I think someone said this to me, if you could get the answer to that, you'd have a best-selling book. Guess what, folks? The Lord gave me the strategy. I've been teaching it for years. I do it myself, and it is not difficult. You just need to learn to discern, and there's some things that you can do that you can actually line up. That's why we're running this workshop on Saturday the 19th during the Pentecost. Pentecost weekend, Feast of Weeks. It's going to be a powerful time, and it's going to open things, because right now is the season to hear the Lord. Watch dreams to increase. Watch your prophetic words to increase. Watch people to start suddenly walking up to you and giving you a word from the Lord. Now, the Lord showed me this. One of the things, I've been talking about how God's lining up things right now. You know, all of a sudden everything lined up in my journal. This is fresh right out of it. Just this morning, the Lord took me to an encounter I forgot I had. I had 50 encounters last year between Pentecost, between Passover and Pentecost. I had about 50 days behind this veil of heaven. Well, I don't know how else to say it. And I released a lot of this in my my prophetic forecast, volume 3. If you want to get it, I talk about the details of it. And it was hidden from me, but on December 1st, 2017, I had an encounter, and it's in, it was in my heavenly journal, and I saw a group of people being set aside for a special work and an assignment. The Lord hid it from me till now, because it's being released right now, and these people had suffered. And so I want to read something right now. I want to tell you, every time I had such a hard time writing this, because every time I'd go try to write it, I would get this sleepy, and that's very similar to falling into a spiritual ecstasy, or it was known in Acts chapter 10, and Peter fell into a trance while he was praying. That sleepy, heavy feeling comes when you get connected to heaven, and it's not a New Age thing at all. This is the Holy Spirit. But I just want to say this, right from my heavenly journal, I would often have these types of encounters where God would open up, the Bible would open up, it's right out of the Bible, and I began to read it, and then I would start to have interactive visions. Interactive meaning I would see them, I'm interacting in them, though I was still sitting in my chair right in this room, actually. But the Bible opened up, my Encounters Bible opened up to Psalm 50, verses 3 through 6. I began to read it, and then suddenly I start having the visions. And this is for many people that are listening tonight. This is for you. And this, what this is called, is the consecrated ones are going to now gather. So as I opened it up, Psalm 50 verse 3 says, our God comes and he will not be silent. A fire devours before him and around him. A tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth, and that he may judge the people. Gather, this is verse 5. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens of his and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. So, wow, This is a time right now. God is calling together. This is what I was seeing. Psalm 50, the consecrated ones who've been hidden. Just like this revelation was hidden until now, they had been gone through the fire. If you read this, they had gone through the fire of testing. And that's the what I was talking about as well. It's called suffering as well. And so suddenly I'm standing in the midst of it because I was one of them. I had gone through such suffering. I had, you know, the trail of tears, you know, and cried the trail of tears. But the Lord began to say, I was watching this large number of people who had been through the fire of God's suffering, God's healing, and they had allowed the Lord to consume them. And that means that they allowed God to just burn away the things of their soul, the things of their flesh, you know, the fleshly nature, so that they could allow the Lord to come in. And most people who were gathered in this encounter, this is a heavenly encounter, didn't realize that their suffering had been called to something more, that their suffering had a greater impact than what they could see. And it was part of something that was going on all over the earth. It started out with 50 people on that day, but then it's now increased. It's increasing. And the Lord is calling people to into a deeper presence of His healing and to be filled with a deeper measure of the Spirit of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, we're on this hill. This is happening. And then suddenly, the whole group of us are suddenly in the courtroom of heaven. And what looked like, my only understanding, was a class action suit was going on against the enemy. Satan was being brought in along with the demonic forces that had been attacking and destroying people, had been brought in, and the Lord was testifying. It wasn't us. The Lord was testifying on our behalf. Psalm 50, verse 6, "And the heavens proclaim His righteousness, for God Himself is judge." And when that verse was read, I read that verse. I saw God judging now, standing in a judgment place. In other words, as what we've been seeing is the injustices exposed. Now, sitting in a group of the consecrated ones in the courtroom, Jesus Himself was standing there defending us, each one of us individually. Then Psalm 50, verse 15, "And call upon Me on that day of trouble, and I will deliver you out, you who honor Me." The Lord said, this group, and I'm talking to you right now, many of you, this group has been called, has called upon Me in the day of their trouble, and they have honored Me, and they have sacrificed much, they've suffered. And now the Lord says, none of these need to testify at all, because the Lord is standing up on your behalf. Listen, this is going on now. I saw this encounter back on December 1st, but today I saw in the court of heaven, it was so busy. I saw these things going on as more and more of those who have been consecrated for something new actually had been accused by the enemy. And there was a testimony of each individual to their calling at what that there was something new for them to do. Then my Bible flipped over to Psalm 119, verse 59. I have consecrated. I didn't even do this, honestly. I just flipped my Bible open and suddenly another consecrated verse comes up. "I have consecrated My ways, and I have turned My steps to Your statutes." Verse 16. "Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget Your law." The Lord said, these consecrated ones have given their lives, they've given everything, and many of them have fallen away even from greater callings because of the warfare that's happened. Many of them lost everything, thought they've lost it all. Many of them, many of you, have been in this place where you may have felt like you messed up and you may have lost a business, lost a ministry, lost a marriage. But the Lord says, I am now returning to this group that feels this way, that have been called, you've given it all. And those sitting there, I saw the enemy had been binding people with ropes, just like out of Psalm 119. And they had been tormented day and night, even in some cases, because they thought they had been forgotten. But they had not forgotten the Lord. And we are all suddenly standing in the courts of heaven before the Lord. Psalm 119, 71, "It was good for for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees. And I was like, wow, when that opened up, I'm now understanding the word I just gave at the beginning of this webcast. I'm understanding now because we walked through an affliction. Many people, for me, I was afflicted for 4 years with multiple chemical sensitivity, anxiety. I had Lyme disease. I was afflicted terribly. But now I'm healed. I'm healed of all those things. And now we give thanks to you, God, that we've been found worthy to walk through your purposes. Though we did not understand the suffering that we were going to, all of a sudden we're aware of it in this encounter. And right now, as I'm doing this, as I'm speaking this, there's people, some of you on the floor, some of you driving might need to pull over, that there's something going on right now because God's bringing understanding to your season. He's bringing understanding to your situation. And these are the roadmaps that are going to be released over the word for the month of May. You're going to want to listen to this again. And because the heavens are starting to open right now, suddenly my Bible opened to Psalm 132, verse 10. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. And the Lord swore an oath to David, assuring oath that he will not revoke. And in the encounter, the Lord is standing in front of us. In fact, he's standing right now in front of you. The Lord testified, these consecrated ones that are sitting here right now have a promise and an oath that I gave them in my blood, and I had to test them and allow them to go through suffering. And I had to do the same thing to my servant David, that they could enter into my rest, that they could enter into the promises. I have not forgot them, says the Lord. From the time you were born, he has given you promises, and it's now time to stand up. Psalm 132, verse 17. I will make a horn or strength grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame and a crown on his head. The Lord went on during this encounter, and it's happening right now in heaven. I've been hearing this all day over people. The Lord went on to testify over us that all the promises similar to David, all of these things have never been forgotten. The consecrated ones were told suddenly to stand up. And in this encounter we did, and you can do this later or now, we recited Psalm 134 as if we knew it. And it was a perfect timing, this part at least that I remember. We had recited this in unison. You can come back later and do this. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. And the Lord looked at us and said the words from Psalm 135, you are my servants who minister at my house or in my courts, even though it's in your house, you minister by your prayers. And you've been strategically placed now for something new. In Psalm 135:14, the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. And the Lord said, before the courts of heaven, he stood up. I am vindicating these on this day. And my compassion and my love is great for those who have suffered. Satan has overpowered them. He's overplayed their hand. His hand against them. And because of that, the Lord is now stepping up with something new. The Lord prophesied to us. Now let the wealth of the wicked that's been stored up in the storehouses be released to the consecrated ones, to those who have suffered. Their businesses, their ministries, their families now be restored. And for they have suffered for the name of the Lord. And wow, suddenly, I tell you, the Lord said this. He said, I'm going to send my rain. Yes, I'm sending my rain. The rain of refreshment's going to come. That's why I've been teaching about personal revival. This is going to start happening right now. Suddenly, it began to rain in the courtroom in the spirit. And we're all standing. We went out on that. We were on this hill. And the rain from heaven began to fall like it is right now. I feel the presence of the Lord just really coming. And it was a time in which the consecrated ones were now being set aside and released into something new. I'm just looking for this one part here because it's so powerful. We were actually passing under the shepherd's rod of the Lord. And as happening, as we did this, we went out through a door that said, "The day of the Lord has come." And right now, listen, I had such warfare today because I was interacting in the court of heaven over people like you. I was interacting over the court of heaven to release this over people. And Satan was trying to oppose things, and it was warfare. And I just kept focusing on the Lord and praying, oh my goodness, it's being released on a global level. What started out with 50 people, I saw 50 consecrated ones from Psalm 50 on December 1st. The Lord said he's been increasing. Now it's time to release this word out to the world. And you'll know if it's from you. You know, if you're wondering if you've suffered, hey, take it by faith. You know, don't ask me. Don't chat in. Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Yeah, take it by faith. My goodness. There's something new that's going to happen right now. And I want to pray and activate it over you. Lord, we pray to send your rain. We pray to release the consecrated ones. We pray that you would release the roadmap from heaven. We pray that you would silence the enemy over those who have been suffering. Silence the enemy, Lord. We don't have to do it in this encounter. And right now, the Lord has been doing it all day. It started for me at 6 a.m. that I was taken in an encounter this morning. And myself, I had to lay down at 6 from 6:30 because I'm normally interacting in the court of heaven. But it got closed off because the Lord says, no, I'm doing it right now. And with my particular case, with my suffering, the Lord took me, my case into the court of heaven. I didn't have to do anything but lay down and worship the Lord. And then I got up and it happened. Things begin to open up, and the Lord's doing that right now. We activate this now. We activate the prophetic word, the ability to hear your voice. We activate the Passover to Pentecost word, the word of the road signs coming right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. You'll want to listen to this again. And the Lord's refining fire is coming. And you know, it's not too late, by the way, to enter in that, because you can do this. You can enter into the Lord's refining fire. All you have to do, we actually have a webinar. We had one that in the past, which I'll talk about this one that we have coming up right now first. But remember my website, DougAddison.com, and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the Daily Prophetic Words, hashtag Daily Prophetic. So anyway, we had this workshop coming up, and I didn't even realize it when we scheduled it, that it was right in the time of Pentecost, and it was right in the Feast of Weeks. And so it's called How to Know God's Voice and Timing. Listen up and discern. It's on May 19th, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. It doesn't matter. It's live, but you don't have to be there live if you can't make it or you're in another time zone. We'll send you the recording and the notes. You get the notes. You get to ask me questions. I do prayer and activations, but this is specifically is one that the Lord told me to do because he's releasing so much strategy from heaven right now. We were praying. My team was praying about this, and it just like this one was hidden. Suddenly it came out, and then the Lord gave me the strategy afterwards, and it's that where we'll go through the different spiritual gifts. You don't need to be a prophet to be part of this. We're all hearing God. And you know whether you're hearing from God, yourself, or the enemy, how to understand God's will and timing. And we'll also explore the different ways that God speaks. Develop your eyes to see and ears to hear. And wisdom on how to respond, especially that the different levels of hearing God. Oh my goodness, it's going to be powerfully packed. And right now, in the next 2 hours, you can actually sign up early. It's not going to go on sale until this Friday, but for the next 2 hours, you can save $5. It's normally $37, but you'll get it for $32, and you'll guarantee yourself a spot. So there's a link. My team's right on there. You can help. They can help you with that as well. Also, if you consider giving to our ministry, DougAddison.com/give. You can become a partner. And partners give on a regular basis, and And I pray for the partners every day. We have a special Facebook portal for our partners as well. We have a partner pastor. We care for our partners. I send out a video every month with a prophetic word that's released before other things. So it'd be cool if you could join us, because we take this message around the world of hearing God, experiencing the supernatural, and discovering your destiny. So anyway, I'm going to go over, and I think Pam and Sandy have some stuff going on. I'm just trying to find my screen here. It's got some questions. Here they are. All right. Get a couple of these questions going. Give me a second here. Get some water in me. Wow. That was powerful. Now, all of a sudden, I just want to say, suddenly, my whole day, I've been up since 3 a.m. with this. I was experiencing it first. I went into this court of heaven and these things started to happen. The Lord opened it up. Then throughout the day, I started understanding why it's been a difficult time. I didn't even get the prophetic word until this morning. I usually have it. I'm talking about for May. I have it weeks in advance sometimes. But the Lord released it because he's releasing something over you. You'll want to go back and listen to this again. Let it soak into your spirit. Read those verses from Psalm 50, Psalm 119, Psalm 132. You read those and begin to let the Lord wash over you. All right, here's some questions. Here's one from Landland. That must be a screen name. How do you know if you're under attack from the enemy, or is it birthing pains? Well, I tell you, birthing pains come when God is doing something new in your life. So what you want to do is go back and look and see if God has promised you something. That's what you want to do. Go research. But also, the enemy always attacks, you know, and the Lord doesn't attack us. So the enemy is under attack all the time, and he's always trying to stop you from birthing something new. So, you know, whether it's a big birthing or a small birthing, being under attack is trying to stop what God wants to birth in you even today. So the answer is, Yes, it is. Stacy says, how do you know when it's time to quit something that you have prayed for but hasn't happened yet? Now, I talked about that initially in part of the Word this month, and you need to pray it through. You got to ask the Lord. Take the prophetic promises. Maybe you've been waiting on something. Throw out something out there like to the Lord. Say, all right, I'm waiting on this promise. It hasn't happened yet. What do I do? Should I, you know, stop and do something else? Begin to focus on one thing. And this is what I'm going to teach in the workshop. And this is what I teach in my schools, in my Hearing God 365 school. That you want to learn how to discern the voice of God. It's very, very important. And you only know that by practice. And so what you'll need to do is go back through the last prophetic words that you've received, or go back through and see if they've come about. Begin to pray those through. Ask the Lord, take one of them, and ask the Lord to show you. Just focus on that one for a week if you have to, 2 weeks. Do nothing more. I take communion every day. So I take communion, I pray, and I ask the Lord to give me the understanding of it. There's all kinds of different ways. That's just one of them. But there's no exact, like, template to follow it. This is from Shay. I believe God has called me to the region I'm in. The move was strategic, but I haven't had the prophetic word to move. Did I miss God? Well, you know, if you heard God to move and you did move, here's what you want to do is get confirmation. It doesn't have to be a prophetic word. It's just like a prophet has to call you out to do something. But what you want to do is get confirmation in prayer. You'll want to get peace in your spirit. Other people should be praying with you so that you'll know if this is God right now, for the timing now, or later. So I wouldn't say that you miss God yet, but I would say this is very similar to what I told Stacy and the previous person. Begin to focus on one thing that you need to know. Don't go a whole big laundry list. Take a few days. Take communion every day. Find some verses or go back through the original word and ask the Lord to speak to you. Have the Bible handy. I've always got one. I've got a couple of them here. and I've got my Encounters Bible, but this is my big one, but this is my Courts of Heaven Bible, and I have notes in it. And so you start taking notes about how God speaks to you or the verses that he spoke to you. I write them right in here and then with dates so I can go to my journal and look it up, because I may open this and to strategically open it, prophetically open it, and I'll know to go look at my journal. And you'll want to find Bible verses that back up what the Lord has spoken to you. And so to answer the question, Shay, is I don't know if you miss God or not, you know, but what do you, just look at the fruit around you right now. That's one way. I guess it's a pretty big subject. All right, here's another question. This is from Trina. I made a mistake on a fast but repented. Would it change the outcome? Or would I need to start over? Oh, you don't have to. No, you know what? I've messed up a bunch of fasts. You know, God is not legalistic. We're not under the law. And I remember when I first started understanding, fasting and doing things, I'm like, oh, I was so hard on myself. Oh, Lord, forgive me. You know, another Big Mac. Anyway, Big Mac attack. It wasn't me. It was Satan. I'm just kidding. Trina, don't worry about it. There's grace now. You don't need to start over. All you need to do is just, you know, ask forgiveness and go on from there. You can even break a fast if you have to. You know, I'd recommend learning to fast in a way that you can handle it, you know, that works for you. But if you're, you know, depend on your situation, don't let the enemy get you under a legalistic taskmaster, mindset or environment. The Lord is full of grace. He's full of mercy. And it's just, that's what the New Testament especially is full of grace. So I would just not worry about that. Here's one from Debbie. So many spiritual things are happening in my life, but why aren't my promises from God happening in my business? Well, I wish I had the prophetic answer right off the bat, but I don't. But I did hear this, is that sometimes these things do happen. We go through seasons. And sometimes the season of your personal life is going great, but then this other part of your life, maybe financial or physical or relational, might not be. And so what you need to do is sort through this now, and especially with businesses, because these are the things that God's using right now. He's going to start to release financial strategies over you. And I have a book called Financial Strategy. I forgot the other F. That I release the financial strategies, and you can read my book. And it's not that even that big. It talks about getting God's will and timing for things, and you can find God's understanding for this. Now, I felt out of balance the same way. My personal life, everything was going well, but then I had this huge debt over my ministry years ago, my business. But then the Lord began to give me strategies from heaven on how to get out of it. And now how to stay out of debt, you know, and also how to make more money for the kingdom of God. And I talk about this all the time. We're moving into a season that we must do this. God is raising up the Joseph anointing, Joseph and Josephine. It's not a man thing. God's releasing strategies from heaven right now. And so just pray over your business and anyone whose business is kind of out of line right now. Part of the word, you've suffered. So let the Lord wash over you. Listen to this again. You're going to want to listen to this, because part of the promise for those who had suffered, Jesus said that the finances, that the money had been stored up for the unrighteous, it was going to be released to the righteous. That's a prophetic word right now, and I felt it really strongly that something new is going on right now. Here's one from Vicky. Does the phrase "call it forth" mean to decree and declare a promise of God? Yes, I believe it does. When people says call forth that promise, yes, you can decree, you can declare something. Declaring is with your mouth, decreeing, same thing, you can write it down. There's a verse in Job that talks about if you decree a thing, it shall be done. I do decrees. I take prophetic words. I take verses out of the Bible. I retype them and rewrite them into decrees, into prayers, and begin to pray those things. Calling it forth is the same thing by faith. It's important that we're calling things that are not as though they are. That's faith, according to Hebrews, that we call those things in, call it forth. Just call it, you know, the Lord wants to do something new in this area. Here's another question. Does every prophet live out prophetic words like you do? What's the difference? What different kinds of prophets are there? No, not at all. There's all different types of prophetic people. Most people are declaration type of prophets, where they get the word from God and they declare it with their mouth. There's all kinds of words for that. And some people actually, let it bubble up inside and just let it pour out. It's called the Nave prophet that do that. There's different types of prophets. Prophets actually, you can be prophetic. You don't have to be a prophet. Prophet is actually a time, it's a position and a function in the church and business and community. It's not a title. We've missed that. Prophets are not a title. And there's many people who are prophets that aren't calling themselves a prophet. I never called myself a prophet previously. And I do now because I try to help people to understand the difference of the types. Like I am, I'm a seer prophet. The seers, we see, we feel, we sense. It's like all of the above. I live it out. I see it. I feel it. I smell it. It's all of my senses. Because that sounds confusing, most of the time when I'm trying to communicate to people, I don't remember how it came to me. So most of the time, I just say, I saw. Even though it might not have been those eyes that saw it, it may have been a feeling, a sense, or something else. Because it would be too complicated for me to tell you every single way it came unless it was important. And so there's tons of different types of prophets. There's some people out there who have this gift of living things out. And for the longest time, I thought I was going crazy. I would go to a city and I'd start, go to a church and start living out the prophetic word. You know, they lost my luggage on the way there, and all these things are happening. You know, and I know that it's a prophetic word. I know that these things, you know, when you live it out, is that way. Is the light's coming on for some people? If you want to know about this, we go into it in detail in my school. I have a school of ministry. It's online, called Hearing the Voice of God 365. And it is, I think it's, we had it closed for a bit while we were up doing some upgrades. And you might want to go sign up. We're opening things up in channels now, groups going through. But it's 12 sessions. And one of them, we talk about the different ways, there's the gift of prophecy. We all have it. You can all prophesy, everybody. Then there's the ministry of prophecy. That doesn't mean that you have to have a title and a 501c3. Ministry of prophet means that you operate prophetically. It might be in your church. I remember before I had a lot of favor when I first started growing. I had the ministry of prophecy where I could prophesy in my church, in certain meetings, in small groups, and then God began to expand that. That's the ministry of prophecy. Then there's the position of prophet, or the office of prophet, which takes years to get into, and it's more of a function in the church. And so those are the basic ones. But if you want to know more, it's Hearing the Voice of God 365, and you can take the webinar that we're going to be doing this month as well. We'll be talking about that as in addition. It's not about how to become a prophet, but it is about how to grow in your ability to hear God. Couple more questions here. Wow, the anointing's still flowing from that encounter. Wow. So here's one. Quite a few of the listeners tonight have lost loved ones. In other words, there are a lot of deaths that started happening. How do you hear God in our suffering? So if you've lost a loved one, Well, first of all, there was apparently a lot of people typing in saying that that's been one of the sufferings this year, which is common, actually, very common before God releases something new. Those seeds, like Jesus' seed, had to fall to the ground, and it had to fall to the ground before it would produce more seeds. And first of all, I'm really sorry for those of you who have lost loved ones and walking through this time of grief. I don't have a pat answer. I wish I did. Grief is different for each person. I've suffered a lot of loss in my family. And we had Huntington's disease almost take out my whole family. And you shouldn't have to go through this pain. But yeah, it might be there. But just know this. One is that the Lord's with you. And if the Lord brought someone to heaven, it was not a punishment. It was because there was a need in heaven. Sometimes there's a need greater in heaven than on earth. And when they go to heaven, it gets released on earth. My mom died young. She was just in her early 60s. She suffered terribly with Huntington's disease, brain cancer, all kinds of things. But I tell you, when her seed fell to the ground, John 12, I think it's 12:24. When her seed fell to the ground, that suddenly produced something that could have never occurred had she stayed on earth. And I didn't understand it at the time. Same with my oldest sister who's in heaven. Same with my brother that's in heaven. And I didn't understand at the time, but now I do. I understand that there's something that happens with the gifts, with the callings that get brought back to us, and we can pick those up and take them. But I don't want to give a pat answer here for those that have been suffering, but I just want to pray. Lord, we pray for those who've lost loved ones. And yeah, I felt this too. I almost talked about it as an encounter I had last year is where I saw those who had died before their time in heaven. And oh my goodness, it was a celebration. It's good. We think of death as a final thing. I've been in heaven. I've had encounters in heaven. Death is not something final. You get birthed when you get birthed into heaven. That's when life starts, in a sense. And it is not something that you need to really fear or worry about. But we do get lonely when those leave. So Father, the loved ones who've have gone on, Lord, bring understanding, bring comfort, bring healing in Jesus' name. Wow. Here's another one. How can I learn to be still and know who God is? Oh my goodness, is that ever a loaded question? That's not easy to be still and know who God is. Here's how I do it. It doesn't happen overnight, but if you spend time with God on a regular basis, read the Bible and pray, quiet yourself to listen. If God is saying this, if you're hearing that, be still and know that I'm the Lord, that means that you're going through a time in which the Lord is training you in the school of the Spirit, and He wants you to understand these things and learn from Him. And so you just need to take some time. You're learning some amazing, valuable things right now. And so, Lord, we pray this right now. Activate these words. Activate them right now. We pray for those who are going through this time of suffering, the time who have been called as a consecrated one. We pray, Lord, for those who are called to something new. And this time between Passover and Pentecost, that you're visiting people with revelation in a greater level. We pray, Lord, that you would do it. I pray that you would bring, just stir the gifts up right now, on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you to give more. Give us more, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, be sure to sign up if you want to be part of the online training that we have about hearing God and learning to discern. You can save $5 tonight and be sure to grab it. It comes on sale on Friday. Excuse me. Also, we're going to release this video out usually on Thursday, and then it's going to come out, the prophetic word part of it will come out next Tuesday. So we'll have this flowing. You want to get this out to people, get it in the hands of people who need to hear this. This is a word of encouragement. This is a breakthrough word that's happening. And for those who have suffered and things are about to turn around, it is going to be a great time. So DougAddison.com, see you on the internet. Thanks to my team who works so hard. Bless you guys. See you around.